Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
It's Michelle. You know who I am. I'm the old bitch.
And it's Valerie.
All righty.
Both the puppies are here.
Yes, both the puppies are here, y'all. Okay. I am chipping at the bit.
Okay.
All right, I don't even know where to start. Okay.
Let the dogs out.
Woof! Woof!
Hey, dog, talk.
Woof! Woof. Oh, they ain't saying shit, y'all. Okay.
Not right now.
They're just looking at us like we crazy.
Maybe in 5 minutes.
All right, you guys. I have a question.
What is your question?
Okay, is there a difference between being rich and wealthy? Number one. Number two, how much money do you consider a person to have,
mm-hmm.
if you to consider them to be rich? How much money do they have to have?
In my opinion, you have to have millions. Be a rich person. Yeah,
okay.
The million.
Yeah. Okay, like 10 million, 20 million. What's the minimum million?
I would say 10 million.
Okay, and that's a rich person.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there a difference between rich
yes,
and
rich
wealthy?
Yes.
What's
yes.
the difference?
Wealthy is when you're making like not a million a year, but you're making like 250,000 a year. You're considered wealthy in my eyes.
When you're making 250,000 a year?
Yes.
That's wealthy?
That's very wealthy.
$250,000.
Yes.
Okay, you go.
I think rich and wealthy, rich, I guess, is just having a lot of money, but wealthy, you can be wealthy in a lot of things. Wealthy in love, friendship, things like that.
My girl, she is.
Her heart is on her sleeve this morning.
Right. You know what? You know what? You're right. Because, see, I agree with Valerie.
So you're telling me you're going to get that house if you have rich love in your
no.
heart?
She may, because they will work really hard, be together, do everything together, save, and become a unit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I can tell the owner of that house, I'm broke, but I have love in my heart. Can I
and I will be back.
I'll be back in about 20 years.
No, I'll be back in about maybe 6 or 7 years.
Okay. If you're still here, I'll take it.
Okay. But when you're talking about pure money to me, when you talk about wealthy and rich to me, wealthy is old money.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these people got money for generations and generations and generations. Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, rich, you're right.
Rich sounds skinny. Wealthy sounds fat.
Yeah. Rich,
it does.
Wealth
sounds abundant.
It is abundant. To me, rich is, you got to have at least maybe $10 million to me to be rich, because
like,
$1 million ain't shit no more. I'm sorry.
Everybody
about.
Can get a million these days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people can get $1 million. So,
like Powerball.
Yeah, but, well, you have to work hard for it, but,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people get $1 million. But to me, rich is okay, but to me, all of it don't mean nothing if you don't have those riches with you, like your family, people who love you,
yeah.
Then you are not either rich or wealthy. And one thing about wealthy people,
mm-hmm.
the world gets up when they fucking start, honey.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, it starts when they want to. They get up and do what they do when they feel like it. They ain't pushing nothing.
Like,
okay,
Oprah.
Unless they love it. Yeah, like Oprah.
Oprah rich.
Yeah. Oh, well, Oprah is a freaking billionaire. I mean, Oprah, Mark Cuban, Sir Richard Branson. I mean, look at the way these people live on the island. I get up, I'm in my hammock swinging naked. I get up when I want to and do what I want. That is wealthy.
You know what the wealthy people do?
Hey, if they want to. Okay. So, all right. So, yes, Valerie. See, Valerie, girl, me and you kind of on the same thing. We may be, our eyes are pie in the sky. We may be too, what do they call us, new agey, too stupid. I don't know, but I love it. All right.
I got it, Ross.
All right. Now, I know y'all saw the topic on the thing is how fucking crazy is Easter? Okay.
Easter
not only is it.
In my head.
Woo.
And Easter eggs.
No. I got to tell y'all a story.
Okay, go ahead.
Me and David and Micheline and Jason, at the time, Micheline was married to this guy named Jason.
Uh-huh.
We used to go to San Francisco like 3-4 times a year.
Wait, did she just have a thing with like J names?
Huh?
Guys, because isn't her new guy start with a J?
Oh, my God, I didn't realize that, Jeff.
I just went and threw it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell her she's
I'm
going to
tell her that.
James.
I'm going to tell her that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I did. Ooh,
her
okay.
first child should be starting with a J.
Mm-hmm. She can't handle babies, girl. She's 54 years old.
She's that old?
Yeah.
I thought she
and
was
she
younger.
Is stunning. She's beautiful.
Mm,
she's hot
I've
mama.
I've never seen her before.
Oh, you guys, y'all going to love her. When she pulls up in her jet.
I want to meet her.
She's, yeah. She's beautiful.
We welcome
she's
you to the radio.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's beautiful. Oh, she's so dignified.
She
can get down now. She can be raunchy now. She can get down. She's real.
Okay,
but she will get real and raunchy and not say a curse word.
Oh.
That she's a lady. Okay, she really is. That's when I'm going way batshit crazy, like getting ready to do something way ghetto and I know it's wrong. I call Micheline because she is my moral compass. Okay?
You're like, I'm about to get ghetto. What do I do?
Yes, Micheline, I'm about to get ghetto. Help me bring me back, honey, from the brink of disaster.
I take the wheel.
Yes, please take the wheel. Take it, Micheline.
I need to come to Jesus meeting.
Anyway, we were in San Francisco, and this was around, they were having a flower festival at Macy's. They had the best shoe department in the world.
Macy's.
I don't know if you've ever been to Macy's during Easter. Have you ever been to Macy's in San Francisco?
No. Never been to San Francisco.
I went one time.
Okay, next time you go, you got to go to Macy's.
Okay.
And try to go in April, May, around Easter time, like right around now, a little bit later than now. Because they have this thing called a flower festival, and they get the whole store out in flowers. It's beautiful. And they have the best and biggest shoe department I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. It's like blocks. Oh, you go in there and just have a fucking orgasm.
Oh,
okay.
Anyway,
we were walking down the street,
uh-huh.
and we were just talking about stuff. And Micheline actually told me that people, when they go to Sunrise Sunday, a lot of them, she told me that people actually believe in their heads today that Jesus gets up on Sunrise Sunday and walks out of a fucking cave.
Huh?
She told me people actually believe that happens. They actually believe today that Jesus Christ gets up. And he is reborn, and he walks out of the fucking cave.
What cave?
Whatever cave he was buried. You know, I don't know.
I
in Jerusalem somewhere.
That's when Jesus rose from the dead.
Right. Yeah. They believe he actually rises.
Not every year.
Not every Sunday.
Only one.
Only on Easter they believe
Easter
it.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah, but.
But they know. They actually believe he really does it. Like me getting up out of my bed, he really does it. Okay? You really believe that shit?
Oh, God.
Then you tell me. I'm like, I was busted up laughing in the middle of the street. And we are in San Francisco in front of Macy's. I'm laughing so hard. And she's like, shh, be quiet, Michelle. Somebody gonna get you. I'm like, I don't care. You cannot tell me people believe this.
Well, I know people. Okay.
No! That is crazy!
He's dead.
Yeah, but he rise from the damn dead. David, are you gonna come through the door? Rise from the dead.
But then again, this was a book written by people many thousands and thousands and thousands.
And
of
it was figurative. They didn't understand everything. Okay, I get it. But no, people today believe that. I'm sorry, y'all. That's crazy to me. Also, the Mormons. They believe in a fucking magic salamander in the goddamn hat. What the fuck is that shit?
What is that?
They believe that's what that whole religion is based on.
On what?
A damn magic salamander in a hat. I'm telling you. Y'all think I'm lying. Y'all, look it up. Look it up. I ain't lying.
What kind of hat does he wear? A fedora?
I think it was Western, so it's one of the Western hats, okay? One of the cowboy hats.
Mormons
believe it, but don't talk about them because Christians are just damn crazy. They believe that you can make all the sins in the world just going to the confessional and go, oh, I didn't murder 50 people, but I confess. I'm clean. I'm going to heaven. Are you fucking kidding me? No way. It's just, you guys, that's why I'm sorry. I am spiritual, but I am not religious. Because I can't get with it. I can't. I believe in truth and fact and science.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm the same way, too. But then again, I have this feeling in the back of my head. I'm like, God, if I don't believe in that, then I'm going to really go over hell.
I believe in God. I believe in God as a spirit. Okay, like
but
a spirit of force.
Why are we getting godly on this Friday?
I'm just, I couldn't.
I'm the god. Who is the reason? Why are you talking about me so intensely?
Well, I'm talking about you because I do have issues with you, but hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
And me and you can talk. And that's the other thing I don't believe about God. If you believe all this stuff, especially the Christians, and you believe everything about God is a vengeful, crazy motherfucker. He, you can't say nothing against him.
Right now, by the way, listeners, she's like literally on the floor.
He is, he don't forgive you. It's like if you even question any damn thing he said, you're going to get sent down like fucking Evil Dead, go to hell of purgatory, can't get out. I'm like, uh-oh, I can't believe God is that fucking mean. No way.
What'd you do this week?
Because
you're going to church
tonight. No, I saw something on the TV. Ted fucking Cruz said something. That motherfucker, he said something. I'm like, you know what? You ain't going to be the president because you're crazy. You are crazy religious fool. You are not going to be president. Ain't no way in hell. You are too way out there. And he said the wrong thing, and I was like, oh, hell no. You can't be believing in this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is dangerous. So no, Ted Cruz is out.
I didn't see the presidential Republican.
I didn't either, but I'm going to watch it today.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch it on YouTube because I got to see it. I heard it was hot, firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something.
I heard it was pretty hype.
Yeah, I watched the debate for entertainment. It is very entertaining.
It is entertaining.
And I'm going to tell y'all something else. They keep asking this question. Why are the Democrats not going to the primaries and the voter turnout is so low, you know, with all these caucuses and shit? I'm going to tell you why. Because we ain't crazy like the Republicans. We know what's going to happen. It's going to be Hillary. That's it. And then we're going to vote so we can get that goddamn Donald Trump stop his ass. That's how he's going to get stopped, okay? But anyway,
exactly.
We don't need to, yeah, we don't need to go through all this stuff. And Bernie, like you, but you can't do what you say you're going to do. Because Chris Matthews, and I know y'all don't know who Chris Matthews is. Oh, okay.
Okay.
He was stomping on Bernie yesterday, boy. He had him in the hot seat. I was like, oh, poor Bernie. Bernie did okay, but Chris had him good because he was like, how you going to get this shit done? And that's what I want to know. How you going to get this shit done? Because when you go to Congress, when you go to the Senate, they just going to go chop, 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 chop. We ain't going to go for it. And he said he's going to galvanize you young people. I'm like, what young people? These two sit right here. They too busy. They don't even know who the hell nobody is.
I'm
going to
look back at him and go, how you doing?
You know what, Bernie? They going to go vote.
He's going to be like, bye.
Yep, they going to go vote. But that's about all you going to get them to do, okay?
And
you talk about, you talk about going, you know, changing the whole scheme of things and changing
that
sort of thing. Baby, that ain't going to be happening. But
do you know your young people these days?
Your young people are fighting to survive and make money and get their asses out of student debt. They ain't
got
time.
Thank you, Bernie. Yes,
yes,
that's
thank
what
you.
Do.
But that's the reality of the situation,
lower
Bernie.
Student loans.
You do not know America. That's what the man's trying to do. He's trying to get it for free. See, they don't even know what you're trying to do, Bernie. They don't even know you're trying to get it. He's trying to get it for free for y'all.
Well, I
know y'all don't know that, but that's why it ain't going to work.
Right. Well, I seen a little bit. I mean, I did see that he wants to take more money into put more money into corrections instead of incarceration.
Right. He wants to
do
some really good things. He wants to do some really good things. He wants to make sure that all colleges are tuition free and that you guys, when you go to a public college, you don't have to pay for it. He wants to have socialized medicine, which I'm all for, so everybody has health insurance, just like they do in Sweden and Denmark and parts of Europe and Canada. Yeah, he wants to do it. So he wants, we could go for some
more. That's only common sense. I mean,
thank you. We're the only goddamn nation that doesn't do it. This is the United States of America, and it's a doggy dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a doggy dog. You can't afford good health insurance. You are screwed.
It's a puppy puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, puppy puppy, one old dog.
Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof. Anyway.
I was like,
what the hell? But yeah, so, you know. But see, this is the problem, Bernie. You got to have to do something because they don't hear your message. They don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So you right, but you wrong, too.
Damn,
okay.
Daniel?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what the fuck
is
that?
Why is he getting so much?
Who the fuck is Daniel?
Yeah, what's
who the hell is Daniel?
Daniel and his friend were on the Ellen show, and Daniel got a lifetime supply of free bands.
Who the fuck is Daniel? Daniel?
I have no idea, but all I know is Damn Daniel.
Who's Daniel?
I don't know. I heard it on a radio show. I know it pertains to something. I do know what it's about, but I forgot, actually. I took them into the sayings. I do know what it's about. I totally forgot, though. Like, right now, I'm stuck from exactly what it is.
Okay.
But I heard it, but I just like it. It's like,
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. You had to do it.
Yeah,
damn,
that's like,
Daniel.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, okay, but I, okay. Speaking of shows, I got to say, okay, Steve. All right,
Steve,
now.
What you doing now,
Oh,
Steve?
No, Steve, and I know you did not want to do this. I was watching Steve, and Steve had a show on about heroes, and they had, oh, some really cool people who were really heroes, did some really good things in the community. And he kept talking about this band, and he was going to highlight and show this wonderful band. He said him and his wife went overseas, and they ran into them, and they were just fan-fucking-tastic, great music, blah, 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 blah. And he's going to let them do a set on the show. I'm like, okay, let's check out the band. All right, the band comes on. He introduces them. Goddamn, Dr. Phil's goddamn son. Oh, hell no.
And what's his name?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know his name either.
I turned off the TV. I'm like, hell no. And I know, Bob, I can look at Steve Harvey's face, and I can tell he didn't believe that shit.
Why'd he do it?
Because he owed Dr. Phil a favor, probably. And Dr. Phil is on his ass, riding his tail.
I don't believe your shit, Steve. I'm
like, Steve, I know you had to do it. No, he didn't have no choice. He got to kind of do the favor, you know? But I'm like, damn, the shit they make people do on TV, they make them whore. He turned a hoe.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yes, you can turn a hoe into a housewife. They do it all the time.
Dr. Dre said you can't.
Dr. Dre don't know what the fuck he's talking
but
about.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, he's doctor. A doctor of rap. He ain't no doctor of love or human nature. But anyway, so, Steve, coolest. I mean, I know you had to do it, and I could tell by your face you didn't want to do it.
Ow.
Anyway, okay. Other thing. Okay, y'all talk, because I'm getting crazy. I'm getting crazy. Oh, no, here comes the trash truck. Make noise. Ah! We got to drive it out. Ah! Barry, get up and close the door. Ah! You know what time is going to try? Okay, we closed a very insulated window. All right. All right, somebody else is turning, then I'm going to cool it because I got a real hot topic coming up. Y'all got to help me with this one.
Come on.
All right, come on.
Oh, well, let me see. What's trending?
Well, I did hear about Super Life.
Super Life.
What the hell is Super Life?
It is resistant to a lot of over-the-counter medications, prescribed medications.
So they're like huge bugs in your hair now?
They're just like
Super Life?
They're just adapting to the environment.
Everything evolves. Uh-huh. And they just like, you always have to come with a new antibiotic. And that's right. So the Super Life, they have become resistant to the shampoo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell are they at?
I don't know, but that's not good.
That is, Super Life. Okay.
Ew, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
No playing under trees, little kids.
Okay, go ahead, Nicole. We didn't mean to cut you off, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm always cut off in the show. Anyhow,
you talk too much. You need to cut it.
Okay.
Well, Subway needs to cut it because starting in March. March 1st, Michelle, this is for you because you love Subway, so I had to bring it up. I kind of have to just like write on your parade a little bit. Okay. So Subway. So I didn't know this, but what are you guys doing? They said starting March 1st, they're going to release their first rotisserie style chicken. Free of antibiotics.
Well, you know, every damn piece of meat that you eat, unless you go out and kill the cow yourself and raise your own damn cow, has got stuff in it.
They don't have to put the antibiotics. They beef them all up and make them look all, you know, weird and oversized heads and oversized feet.
Like, sometimes I get chicken breasts in the market. I'm like, God damn, that's a big chicken breast.
Yeah,
this chicken's got to be, like, that fucking big.
That's
it is not. They're just falling over because they're so big.
Mm-hmm. So starting in March 1st, this is only with their rotisserie-style chicken. However, come April 1st, they're going to start doing this with their chicken strips as well. But their goal is to have antibiotic-free turkey in the next 2 to 3 years, and by 2025, antibiotic-free beef and pork. What the fuck is is taking so long? 2025.
Because you got to eat all the ones that got all the antibiotics.
A lot of people now are becoming vegan. A lot of the beef and that thing, because I've noticed a trend in a lot of younger people, especially people my age, who are being more hip to being vegans or opening their eyes to things like that. I wish I could be vegan, but I really like meat. It's, like, it's so hard. Like, I feel so bad. But I could see one of those videos and, like, a year, like, an hour later, fucking have a big-ass hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do
like
that.
But some people are. Some people can literally be in a slaughterhouse and eat a burger.
Oh,
like,
I don't know how they do
that. Oh, no,
it.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. If I had to kill my food, like I said, I'd be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be eating anything.
I agree with that. If many people had to kill their own
food.
Well,
you're already a vegan.
Oh, I know.
You don't eat any meat.
No.
But, yeah, I don't know what – I know that every piece of meat I eat, unless that's why you guys be laughing at me when I buy a free-range goddamn chicken that cost me $20, but –
free of antibiotics.
It's free of antibiotics, and that's about the only thing I can do. I don't think they handle free-range turkeys.
But Subway, you know, just claims to be so healthy and everything, so you guys got to get it together. And I think you guys should get it together a lot faster than 2025.
Well, I think that's probably when they can get them out the freaking market.
Because, 9 years?
Honey, I'm telling you, because they're still around. I mean, you got all these cows and pigs and everything. We got to eat them.
Okay, Subway, we'll see you in 9 years.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Have you noticed the trend with $4? No.
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 What's the trend with $4?
Oh,
Disney
yeah.
For $4. McDonald's has a $4 thing.
Uh-huh. And think about that. You pay on with $4 for your food. What the fuck you think you're getting?
That's so expensive. I go for the dollar menu.
Oh,
no. Hey, I did have those little cheese sticks from McDonald's the other day.
Ew.
They are the worst things I've ever tasted.
Of course
they are. I got my dollar back.
You
what is it? I would have got my dollar back. I mean, honestly, what the hell?
What's so bad about it?
They're nasty. They're like these little generic-looking little cheese sticks. They're all small. And the cheese doesn't look like cheese. It doesn't taste good.
It probably isn't cheese. It probably isn't cheese. You're only paying $1, girl. What you want?
I want some nice french fries.
You know, you need to go to Trader Joe's and get yourself a salad. You do a whole lot better. Okay?
Salads from McDonald's are actually pretty decent, though.
I wouldn't buy no. All they put in there is iceberg lettuce.
That's right.
That's another grab.
What are you going to
I will at least give me some damn kale or some romaine. God damn, I want some nutrients.
No.
That's a McDonald's. We ain't getting into McDonald's. All right, you guys. Now, this is something y'all got to help me with.
Go ahead.
Because, and I'm already kicked out the black club, so I'm leaving out all the secrets, too. Every culture, but I don't know what the white one is, and I don't know what the Mexican one is.
Okay?
I guess. But anyway, yeah, I'm black. Shit, yeah, I'm black and proud.
Okay.
But anyway, but I tell the truth, okay?
Yes.
And there is a thing about black people that people of other races probably don't know, but this is a worldwide thing. It happens in Brazil. It happens anywhere where there are dark people, light people in India, blah, blah, blah. But black people,
yes.
I'll put it this way, the lighter the black, the better the life. And it's been like that for a long time. And black people have a thing of treating lighter-skinned blacks better than darker-skinned blacks, and they do it all the time. Oh, hell yeah. And life is easier for somebody who is lighter-skinned black, especially if you real light, you have hazel eyes or something, you can pass for white. Oh, your world is good.
What does that go with back to the concept of, like, how Asians like to be a little bit lighter because if not, you're considered a worker.
They want their eyes.
It's
a prejudice. Oh,
yeah.
So that's the Asian one?
They want to open their eyes.
They're
more Americanized eyes.
Yeah.
They're like an eyelid.
Yeah. And so that's the black thing that we do to each other. And it's really sick.
Oh, that is sick.
They have this club called Jack and Jill. They don't do it no more. But it used to be if you were darker than a paper bag, a brown paper bag, your ass couldn't get in the door.
White people do that, too. Like, if you're albino, I'm, like, going to be so nice to you because you're really white.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
That was a joke.
Not black, but they're from, like,
What are you talking about now? My puppy don't know shit. Say that again.
No, wait a minute.
What'd you say? I hear you.
No. It's not. Okay, I got my shit fucked up. I'm all messed up.
That's
not. It's a skin condition.
What? I'm not even like. Which one?
being albino.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole pigment thing.
Yeah,
they have no pigment.
They have no pigment in their skin and their eyes. Everything is gone.
And do you know that there are some tribes in Africa, this is fucked up, they hunt down albino people and they kill them.
That's
because they
horrible.
Think that it's a religious shit.
That's horrible.
They think they're cursed by God. They think they're demons. And they hunt them down and kill them.
I like albino animals. Like,
aren't they cool? Like turtles.
Yeah.
Turtles, pigs, guinea pigs.
Kind of
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They don't have no hair.
Snakes.
Yeah, albino, they don't have no color. They're cool, but they take some extra care. You can't let them get in light. But the thing is, so what is the thing you said the white people do? Because I know white people have something. I know you're kidding about the white, but what is the white thing that white people do? Everybody's got their whole thing. White people don't have no prejudice against other white people?
No, unless you're KKK.
I think it's a money thing. I think with white people, it's a money thing, probably.
Well, white people?
Yeah,
white
people
money
do you
make?
Like,
what?
You know, you can be
well,
white trash, or there's like a classier white class, white people, I guess.
Oh.
For white people, that's kind of how we categorize each other. Like, okay, well, you have your white trash, or, you
Mexicans,
know.
Mexicans, I think, if you look, like, I get judged if I don't know Spanish.
Whoa.
You're not
oh, you're not a real Mexican?
You're
right.
Mexican if you don't speak Spanish.
Oh,
right.
That's cool.
That
but
cool.
You're born in America, so you're
exactly.
not a Mexican. Oh, so Mexican Americans are lower than Mexicans who come from Mexico? To Mexicans?
I'm sure, but I think, I don't know. But if you just know Spanish, I think that they think you're less of a Hispanic person.
For sure.
And I'm going to tell y'all something else about Africans. All you black people talking about, I want to go to Africa. Take your ass to Africa. Have a good damn time. Because you know what?
I want to go to the safari.
That's the only thing I would want to do in Africa, but I ain't shooting no animal. But the
I don't want
to
shoot them.
Yeah, because that's what they do. At the end, you're supposed to go to
no.
the reserve and shoot an animal
oh, no.
for the tribe
oh,
so they can
no.
eat them. I ain't shooting nothing.
No.
But let me tell you something about Africans.
Horrible.
Africans don't like American black people.
Really?
No, because we mud people. We ain't pure.
You're too American?
We are mixed.
Or?
Yeah, we ain't pure African race. We not pure Africans. And they look down on us. And when they come over here, all these talking about the African prince, they just want to fuck the black women and keep on going. They ain't going to marry you because you ain't good enough for them.
You're not royalty.
Yeah, you're not royalty. That's why all these people talk about, I want to go to Africa. You go ahead and take your goddamn ass to Africa. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to Africa.
I want
to
go.
Unless I go safari, pitched in the damn tent like my neighbors went. That's how I want to go. So I can look
lion?
At
with a lion?
Yeah. They had servants and everything. They pitched a tent. That's how you go to Africa, baby. And if you, well, they got somebody to shoot a gun if the lions come near you. So you have guards.
Really?
That says lions hunt at night.
Okay, so it's a different world.
Yeah. Well,
your...
no, I hunt in the daytime, too, but most of they hunt a lot at night. And so what they do is they have guards that sit around, you know, they do everything for you. You
That's
hire
crazy.
A whole service. They do everything for you. And if the lions come or the cheetahs come, bam, they shoot the gun, you know, and they
That's
go away.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they can eat you now.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
I would love to do because I want to see the animals.
Yeah, I
okay,
want to
Okay, but
animals.
Other than that, I don't want to have nothing to do with Africa. I'm sorry. Africa is not... for me, okay? Because, like I said, y'all want to go?
Mexico
y'all go ahead.
For me either.
Oh, I'm scared of Mexico. I'm scared of Juarez.
Yeah, I do.
I'm real scared. But anyway, all right. And to talk about other things, do you know that 50% of the people in this world are fucking delusional?
Yeah.
You believe that?
I believe that. For sure.
Yeah, and if anybody don't believe it, I'm going to give you some things.
You're
Think
the
about
delusional
this.
One.
Yeah, you're the delusional one. I mean, they'll say anything just because you say something, that don't mean it's true.
Exactly.
Just because Kanye West said that he made Taylor Swift, that don't mean it's true. Oh, my God. Dude, where does 3 minutes go so fast? All right, you guys, we only got 90 seconds, so we're going to have to pick this topic up when we come back about the delusional people. All right, y'all better say bye because we got to go.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll see y'all later in about 10 more minutes. No, not 10 minutes, like maybe 35 more seconds. Bye.